The Town Hall. You are on the Rue de la République. In front of you rises Puteaux's Town Hall. The building is situated in the heart of a triangular esplanade. Covering an area of 25,000 square meters, this esplanade is bordered by the Rue de la République, Rue Chantecoq, and Rue Anatole France. Within this complex are gathered all the administrative services aimed at facilitating everyday processes. How about a little quiz? Can anyone tell me when it was inaugurated? I hear 1934. Yes, that's right. June the 24th, to be precise. The aim was to replace an aging town hall that had been built between 1854 and 1856 near the Quai National, which is now called the Quai de Didion-Bouton. At the end of the 20s, the contract for the new building was awarded to the architect's firm set up by the Niermans brothers, Edouard and Jean. Friends, let me introduce myself. I am Edouard Niermans. My brother Jean and I are very proud of our designs that are being built in Puteaux and also in Dunkirk. The three auditoriums of the Radio House in Paris are ours, and so is the City Hall in Algiers. In 1929, Jean was awarded the Prix de Rome Prize for Architecture, and with the creation of the Town Hall at Puteaux, another prize came our way in 1937. The Bailly Prize for Architecture, awarded every 2 years to the most beautiful building in the Seine Department, and quite rightly so, admire the clever mix that we have created here, marrying the neoclassical and modern styles. When it is open to the public, go inside the Town Hall. In the administrative lobby, as in the chambers and the grand staircase, the lighting is emphasized through chandeliers, wall fixtures, glasswork, and rows of glazed doors. The entire design is by some of the greatest names of the period. Raymond Subes for the ironwork, the painter Louis Bouquet for the great fresco by the grand staircase, which traces the history of Puteaux, and Pierre Dionisi for the brightly colored fresco in the marriage chamber. On the first floor, the parquet flooring in mosaic and geometric patterns come from the House of Noel. The future is inspired by the Art Deco movement. As for the bas-reliefs, which decorate the façade on the Rue de la République, where we are standing, they are the work of the Prix de Rome award-winning sculptor Alfred Janniot. A symbol of the modernity that enlivened the 1930s, Puteaux's Town Hall is a fine example of combining functionality with remarkable and remarked-upon style. Right, let's go back up to the Rue de la République in the direction of Rue Monge. When you get to the Martyr Square, take the exterior escalator. In the distance, the towers of the Défense offer a stunning contrast to the greenness that surrounds us. Take the Rue Charles Laurier until you reach the Marius Jacotot School Complex. Please continue your visit. See you soon!